感謝主，能夠再一次同弟兄姊妹喺主裏邊有交通。
Thank the Lord once again for the opportunity to share with the brothers and sisters in the Lord。
我琴日先至發現咧，我第一次嚟係31年前。
I only discovered yesterday the first time I came to Southampton was 31 years ago。
然後冇人能夠話俾我聽我嚟咗幾多次，所以只有嚟過 N 次。
No one can tell me how many times I've been here. It's only N times.
我覺得真係主個恩典，雖然我哋係好遠啊，唔係一個地方，唔係一個國家，唔係一個即係呢啲叫做咩大洲啊，但係我哋喺主裏邊係一個身體。
That it is indeed the Lord's grace, though we are far apart, but in the Lord we are one body.
當我嚟咗幾日，當我發啲相翻去俾黃師母、黃弟兄個女佢哋之後，然後佢哋好有興趣問：，呢個係邊個？有陣時佢都估錯咗，因為已經好耐冇佢哋冇嚟過啦。
I've been here for a few days. I've been sending photos back to Wong Simo and the daughter, and they are very interested, and sometimes they got it wrong as well.
我哋實在係感謝主，我哋喺主裏邊能夠有呢一種嘅交通，而且呢個交通係持續咗幾十年。
And we thank the Lord we have such a sharing, and not only that, we can continue for many years.
而且我哋係一路。喺呢个交通里边，直到永永远远。
And we can also continue to have this fellowship till eternity。
呢个就系我哋喺主里边有相同生命嘅一个特权。
And this is our privilege that the life that we have in the Lord。
呢个亦都系俾我哋能够走天路嘅一个力量。
And this is also the strength that we can walk this heavenly path。
呢一次有两次嘅时间，今朝。同埋聽日下晝同大家一齊分享主個話。
This time I have two occasions that I can share with Brian and Sister the Word of God this morning and tomorrow afternoon。
我願意同大家分享到一個負擔，就係我可以咁樣定呢個題目，就係我哋要重温神對我哋嘅呼召。
I want to share the burden that I have with you. The title can be revisiting the calling of God。
我哋大家听我读希伯来书第三章有三节嘅圣经。
Let me read to you three verses in Hebrews chapter 3。
希伯来书第三章第一节、第六节同埋十三、十四节啦。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1, 6 and 13 and 14。
希伯来书第三章第一节话：同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所应为使者、为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confessions, Christ Jesus。
第六节，但基督为儿子，至美神的家。我们要将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家庙。
Verse 6, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
第十三、十四节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
13 and 14, but exhort one another daily, for it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
如果你读英文，你听到佢个意思，即系话我中文话 若將十四節，若將起初確實的信心堅持到底，就在基督裏有份了。他英文就是說，你就能夠成為基督的同伴。
In English, you read verse 14, then we can be Christ's companions.
上幾次兩次的信息，我願意一開頭會同大家交通到屬天的呼召。
This time I have two occasions to share with you. I want to share with you the heavenly calling.
就是第一節，三章第一節。
It is in verse 1 of chapter 3.
然後第二部分就是說第六節，如果我們將這個可跨的盼望和膽量堅持到底，我們就是神的家了。
And the second part is in verse 6, that if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing the hope firm to the end, then we are God's house.
然後最後尾十四節就是說，如果我們將起初確信的信心堅持到底，我們就是基督的同伴。
And then in verse 14, that if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, then we become Christ's companions.
我不知道今天講到哪裡。
I'm not sure how far I will share with you today. I will stop wherever.
然後明天下午希望能夠，然後將後面來到交通完。
And then hopefully tomorrow afternoon I can complete the sharing.
呢度一开头就讲到同蒙天召嘅圣洁弟兄。
Here, right at the beginning, is talk about holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
即系话有一个属天嘅呼召响每一个弟兄姊妹嘅身上。
That is talking about the heavenly calling upon each and every brother and sisters.
每一次当我哋讲到呼召嘅时候
，Every time when we talk about calling,
我哋知道呢个系由上边嚟嘅，属天嘅呼召。
That we know it is from above, it is the heavenly calling.
而且佢哋呢度特别系讲，我哋系圣洁嘅弟兄姊妹。
Here, talk about especially that we are holy brethren, holy brothers and sisters.
我睇下我哋自己都唔系好圣洁啊。
But if we look at ourselves, then we are not that holy.
但系我哋知道神。就是要将我们分别出来，叫我们能够不是一般的人。
But God is wanting to separate us from the normal people.
而且叫我们能够真的能够归给祂，成为祂的人。
That we can be His people.
是属于祂的。
And belonging to Him.
而且能够不单止只是地位上属于祂，我们真的能够似祂。
Not only in position, but we are to be like him.
即是我们的性情能够似他。
That our characters to be like him.
是不一般的。所以这个一定要有一个在上面来的一个呼召。
That requires a calling from above.
咁而且第一节那里特别我不详细跟大家讲希伯来书啊。
I won't share with you in details about Hebrews.
但是这里特别要讲到可能你们要思想我们所认为他是我是使者是为大祭司的耶稣。
But here is asking us to consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
因为他是使者是神差来给我们的将神带到来给我们。
Because he is the apostle sent by God to us.
他怎么将神嚟俾我哋咧
？How can he give us a God？
佢系将神嘅生命俾我哋。
He gives us God's life。
佢系我哋嘅大祭司。
He's our high priest。
系将我哋带到神嘅跟前。
He bring us to bring us before God。
哦，所以我觉得我哋有咗主啊，我哋唔系净系知道主耶稣为我哋死，我哋得到救恩。佢系成个。他所做的我们要在这里慢慢地去思想我们要定睛在他的身上。
Not only we are saved, we have the salvation, but how we need to turn our gaze to him, gradually enjoying him.
你知道希伯来书 我哋如果你读希伯来书最后去到最后尾十三章二十二节嗰度有一句咁嘅说话。
That we know that as we read to the end of Hebrews chapter 13, there is this saying.
二十二节嗰度话，弟兄们，我略略写信给你们，望你们听见我劝勉的话。
In verse 22, and I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I've written to you in few words.
弟兄姊妹，我自己觉得今日无论我去边度，我同弟兄姊妹一齐交通咧，都系一啲劝勉嘅说话。
Brothers and sisters, that whenever I go to share with brothers and sisters, it's always word of exhortation.
因为尤其是喺我哋呢一外嘅聚会里边咧，一啲嘅真理。一啲嘅知識，其實我哋個個都知嘅。
Especially in a type of meetings, that for the knowledge of truth,
但我哋需要嘅
，we have
係接受一啲嘅鼓勵。
What we need is to receive exhortation。
而且咧，我哋係需要一啲勸告或者警戒。
That how we need to be exhorted and to be warned。
因為當時。接受希伯来书的这一班所谓希伯来背景的信徒
At the time for this group of brothers and sisters with the Hebrews background
他们信了耶稣感谢主他们星期日一起擘饼
Thank the Lord they believe in the Lord that they break bread together every Sunday
但他们星期六呢仍然去守安息日 在会堂里面
But on the Saturday they still keep the Sabbath in the temple
哦，以至于当可能有逼迫将来要临到啊，写希伯来书之前，因为跟住耶路撒冷就被毁了之前，所以前面有好多好多嘅争战。
When the operations come, especially when Jerusalem being attacked, there are many sort of battles in front of them.
所以佢哋一定要清楚佢哋所信嘅系神系乜嘢。
Hence, they need to be clear what they believe in.
所以我相信同样今日我唔知道你哋喺英国面对几多个挑战啊。
I think it is the same for us today. I do not know how much challenge you face in England.
美国呢就乱晒龙啦。
America is a mess.
最乱嘅就係我哋加州。
And the worst is in California.
加州嗰边嗰啲所谓啲工业战挂嘅嘢，最早发现嘅都系我哋嗰度三藩市。
And everything that discovered in California originated from San Francisco.
所以你要知道我哋系面对好多嘅挑战，唔好以为话我哋今日好自由啊，我哋可以轻松放松啊。
That we are facing many challenges today. Don't think that we are very free.
我哋唔系嗰啲。回教个国家我都唔系啲极权个国家但系你要知道真系要清心爱主走主道路嘅人你前面面对各样嘅挑战。
Although we are not in a Muslim or oppressive country, that how we need a pure heart toward the path ahead.
我琴日好开心啊听到啊 Joyce 话佢可以去啲公立学校嗰边传福音。
Yesterday I was very happy to hear of Joyce sharing that how she can go to
public school
to share the gospel.
我哋嗰度唔准噶，你知唔知啊
？It's not allowed in where we are.
你知道美国立国系以清教徒开始，系以基督教立国个国家，但系佢哋将主耶稣拱出去，唔俾啲神人仔听福音。
So you know how America is founded by the Puritans, but today how they push the gospel away so that they are not allowing the children to hear the gospel.
所以神的儿女，你唔好以为你而家冇乜嘢其他嘅挑战。我而家嚟咗英国啊，我好自由啦，可以送敬拜啦。
And for God's children, don't think that you are very free now today. You are in England that you do not have any challenges.
唔单止系外面嘅一啲个逼迫或者挑战，其实。即使在所谓基督教的圈子里面亦都有很多很多不同的教导什么成功神学啊世俗神学啊将神的儿女带来属天的呼召。
Not only just the outward sort of oppressions and challenges, but also in Christianity circles, there are many sort of different teachings like this.
所以我们 要跟随主，要真系话能够过一个圣洁嘅生活，能够为主耶稣做见证。我哋一定要好清楚认识系我哋嘅主呢一位使者，呢一位大祭司。
For us to live a holy life, that how we need to know our Lord, the High Priest, the Apostles.
所以佢对我哋嗰个呼召喺你喺每个人身上要好清楚。
Hence, his calling on each one of us need to be very clear.
我要再读一节圣经，就系提摩第两节提摩太前书一章第九第十节
啊。Read with you two more verses in 2 Timothy chapter.
哦，系提摩太后书，系啦，啱，你讲得啱。第一章九到十节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 and 10。
嗰度话神救了我们。以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。但如今藉着我们救主基督的显现，才表明出来。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace.Which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
我哋头先希伯来书嗰度嘅话，我哋系同蒙天召嘅圣洁弟兄。
Just now we read in Hebrews how we are partakers of the heavenly calling.
但我哋再读提摩太后书嗰度话。话神救咗我哋，就以一个圣召嚟召我哋。
But here in Timothy is saying how God saved us with a holy calling.
圣，我哋讲希伯来人系过河嘅人。
That we say the Hebrews, people are the one who cross the sea.
大家都好清楚。
The river, sorry.
Yeah, 大家都好清楚啊。亚伯拉罕的故事。
I think we are all clear of the story of Abraham.
他是希伯来书十一章那里第八节，他说亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出来往约要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，他不知道往哪里去。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8, he said, By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance,And he went out not knowing where he was going.
他因着信就在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅为一样。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Verse 9 and 10, By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
我哋唔用太多时间讲亚伯拉罕，我相信大家都好熟悉亚伯拉罕嘅个故事。
We won't spend too much time of Abraham because we all are familiar with that story of Abraham.
佢系蒙召离开本地本族户家，往神要佢去嘅地方去。佢出去嘅时候，佢都唔知道去边度。
How by faith he obeyed God, and he did not even know where he was going.
所以他就因着信，然后就在所应许之地来到作客。
And by faith he dwelt in a foreign country.
但如果真系讲到亚伯拉罕嘅故事咧，其实最早嘅开始系喺《使徒行传》第七章。
If we were to talk about the story of Abraham, the earliest actually is in Acts chapter 7.
希伯来，我哋好快提一提，喺《使徒行传》第七章第二、第三节嗰度，使提反嗰个见证就讲出嚟，亚伯拉罕佢哋希伯来人嘅祖先系点样开始嘅。
I'll mention briefly through the testimony of Stephen how the beginning of the Hebrews.
佢嗰阵时，《使徒行传》第七章第二。嗰度讲出，即系反说，诸位父兄，请听。当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索不达波达美还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现， 对他说：你要离开本地本族和父家，往我所指示你的地方去。
Verse 2, and he said, Brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you.
听清楚，我点解要提呢一节圣经呢？
Brian said, Why do I mention about this verse?
因为呢度话亚伯拉罕佢系蒙神呼召，就佢喺最早嘅时候，嗰个呼召系点样咧？系荣耀嘅神向他显现。
Here's how the God so call him right at the beginning. It is the God of glory appeared to him.
我唔知道在座我哋信主嘅人，你有冇一个经历，就系荣耀嘅神向你显现？
I'm not sure for us who are seated here whether you have that kind of experience that God of glory appeared to you.
但你知唔知啊？其实我哋好多时候我哋蒙咗恩啊，我哋知道
that we have been shown grace that we do not know.
我话俾你听，每一个信耶稣嘅人
，and I can tell you every one who believes in Jesus.
我信嗰时咧，我都系蒙查查噶啊，
even
又唔知点解会信。
When I believe, I was rather unsure of why I believe.
但是你信咗。
But you believe.
你真系信咗。
You truly believe.
可能系一句说话，可能一个见证，可能有个人喺度传福音。
It could be a word or testimony or someone preaching the gospel.
可能系好平凡一件事发生喺你嘅生命里边。
Or something very ordinary happening in your life.
但你知道你信耶稣呢一件事系神。
But you know, in this matter of believing in Jesus, it is God had touched you.
神的话，圣灵的工作在你里面做一个重生的工作。
The God's word, His spirit do a revival work in you.
这个是一件不容易的。
This is not something easy.
我前天
I think it was the day before yesterday.
因为好好有头脑，好好好有理想嘅知识嘅人传福音，哇！佢每边谂好多好多嘢。
A person who appreciates the gospel, he is thinking of many things.
我就觉得，哎呀，叫一个人信耶稣真系唔容易。
I was thinking it is not easy to ask someone to believe in Jesus.
佢有唔同嘅角度去怀疑。
He has many sort of doubts from different angles.
咁我同佢讲，你要谦卑喺神嘅面前。
Say to him that you need to be humble before God.
佢话佢相信有位神已经系唔容易噶啦啊。
I think it's not easy for him to acknowledge that it's the existence of God.
但系佢个问题就系话，佢觉得佢同神都唔差唔上下啫，所以佢要问下点解你要咁样做啊？点解唔听我话啊你？
But the problem is that he thought he is similar to God, and he's asking God, why do you do this and that? Why don't you listen to me?
所以我哋传福音遇见呢啲咁嘅头脑大嘅人，我就唔知点解，我第一句就同佢讲要谦卑。
That when we preach the gospel to such a person, that we will just say that you need to be humble.
因为一个人信耶稣系唔容易嘅，你唔好以为你人哋一讲你就信啦。
Don't think it is easy for one to believe in Jesus. Don't think that you say something that they will
believe. 因为藉着环境，藉着一个说话，或者藉着一首诗歌，藉着一个见证，是神荣耀的神同我旁边。
Through words, through the environment, through a hymn, through testimony, it is a God that touched them.
你知道荣耀的神向你显现，有啲人是有异象，好似扫罗在大马士革路上。大光四面照佢，佢扑倒喺地上，三日都睇唔到嘢。
When the God of glory appeared, that for some there is this vision like a Paul on the way to Damascus. That when he met with God, that how he fell down.
亚伯拉罕嘅呼召
，the calling of Abraham。
圣经冇形容嗰个情形点样，但系使徒反正嗰度荣耀嘅神向他显现。
The Bible did not describe the environment at the time, but in Stephen's here, he said the God of glory appeared to him.
呢个就系佢信心嘅源头。
This is the beginning of his faith.
但系我今日唔系讲信心，我今日就系讲当神碰你嘅时候，
Today I'm not talking about faith, but rather than when God contacts
you. 当神的显现，我话俾你听，几时都带着一个呼召。
When God sort of appearing to you, always with a calling.
神唔系净系俾你睇下佢，碰下佢，俾啲电电下你，咁你醒一醒，刺激一下，哦，咁就完啦。
God is not just wanting to touch you or to appear to you for a little bit and to wake you out and that's it.
然后就带着一个呼召，他就遵命出去。
But it's with the calling that he obeyed and he went out.
那个就啊，中文的就，是一个马上，是带着一个行动，一个顺服。
In Chinese, that how that is this the immediate sort of response with obedience.
所以这个神很多时候在我们身上当他救我们的时候其实带着一个呼召这个不只是一些声音一个说话一个意思
When God saves us it is not just merely with a voice and calling us
一个呼召是带着权柄
But a calling with authority
带着能力
with a power
带着指引
And with guidance,
带着一个催促
and an urging,
然后他叫你离开然后进入
and ask you to leave and to enter.
因为他神的呼召不是说突然间叫啊你啊叫你其实还有下文的
As God calling is not just merely saying something, but there is no the second part.
他是要将一个更大的恩典更大的丰富
He wants to give you the greatest of grace and abundance to you.
所以我们每一个蒙恩的人
Everyone who has been shown a grace
弟兄姐妹如果你只是你得救你就满足了
Brothers and sisters, that you are satisfied merely to be saved
我可不可以听你满足神未满足
I can tell you that you may be satisfied but God is not
他要将更多、更丰富、更美的生命前面一切嗰个计划嚟到俾你。
He wants to give you more abundant life and his plan ahead of you to give it to you.
呢一次我嚟欧洲咧，当然好想嚟探佢哋，但系嚟主要嗰个呼召叫我嚟噶啦。就是因为我下个星期我们要去西班牙有一个基督学房的一个聚会。
This time I come to Europe, the main purpose it is for the lessons in Academy of Christ in Spain.
咁我们这一次去那里会讲约书亚记。
This time we'll share within the book of Joshua.
即是说我们怎样进入应许地怎么进入丰富的里面
How do we enter into the promised land, the land of abundance?
我觉得当神做了他一切的工之后颁布了律法出了埃及然后个目的不单止叫我们得救是叫我们入迦南美地。
That God has done his salvation work and give us the law. It's not just stopping there, but wanting us to enter in the land, the promised land.
所以呼召是一方面你就觉得哎呀蒙召啊真的好凄凉啊。
这
样又不做得那样又不做得啊。咁真的惨啊。所以你不要跟我讲这些东西。我信了耶稣我得永生我就够了。
And don't talk to me about this calling, it's so awful, for me to believe in Jesus to be saved, that's enough.
这些很多时候都是撒旦的。一啲嘅诡计嚟到迷惑我哋。
This is often that Satan's trying to deceive us.
叫佢哋一阵间嚟食大餐，咁啊，祈完祷之后睇一睇 ，OK， 走啊你哋，冇得食啦。
Come here to look at the meals and after prayers, then you can't eat.
但系神系叫我哋能够享用佢救恩带嚟嘅丰富。
God is wanting us to enjoy the abundance that He can bring forth through our salvation.
所以很多时候，他叫我们离开一些东西，是为了叫我们得到更好的东西。
Sometimes he wants us to leave something, it is for us to get something even better.
十字架嚟到将我哋呢个人呢、这个己，叫我哋唔能要搞掂，要清理咗佢，要倒空，或者是将咁好咁美基督嘅性情丰盛嘅生命充满我哋。
The cross is wanting us to empty of our old life and for the more abundant life of Christ to fill us.
所以佢呢度特别讲啊。是以圣召来到召我们。刚才我们读的提摩太后书第一章那里啊。
Just now, we read in 2 Timothy talking about the holy calling.
这两节尤其是第一章我提摩太后书第一章第九节啊我觉得是很有意思的。
I find this verse 9 is very meaningful.
或神救了我们以圣召召我们不是爱按照我们的行为乃是按照他的旨意和恩典。
He says he saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose.
在传统的基督教的教导里面很多人就觉得这个蒙召啊只有你们这些所谓传道人才蒙召的。
In the traditional sort of Christianity sort of teaching, this holy calling is only for those
for full time serving.
For those who are serving full time.
Yeah. 或者你们出来又要讲台服侍啊又要做副堂大兄啊所以你们蒙召这些不关我的事。我们是平信徒。
And it's only for those who are responsible in the pulpits, the rest of us is only the laities.
Yeah. 这个其实都是撒旦纵向信主的人当中一些的不准确的观念。
This is the inaccurate sort of concept that Satan sort of tried to put in among.
因为信主的时候你叫他不要信主。
Before you believe, he's telling you not to believe.
你信了主之后，佢冇办法啦，咁就叫你做整装，呢啲叫平信徒，你就咩都唔使做，坐住听得噶啦。
After you have believed, he's got no other ways, but try to tell you that you're only the laities, that you just sit there and listen.
但系你知道神救我哋呢度讲得好清楚啊！神救了我们，就以圣召召我们。
He is very clearly sort of telling us God has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
所以这个不是说是特别的人你神有没有救你
It is not some special people, but rather that God has saved you.
如果神救了你们然后跟着就说就是以圣召召你们
If he has, then you follow that he called us with a holy calling.
所以这个所谓蒙召不是只是一些特别的人才蒙召
This holy calling is not for some particular people.
所以在传统的基督教那个那些观念里面有很多东西都是将我们搞到蒙查查。
So the traditional sort of Christianity sort of concept make us rather confused.
而且我很喜欢这次圣经我觉得这次圣经告诉我们很多东西。
I like this verse. It's telling us many things.
嗱，呢度讲佢救咗我哋，就以圣召召我哋，而且咧唔系按我哋嘅行为，即系呢度唔系话叫你唔好做好事啊。
Here is saying, save us and call us with a holy calling, not according to our words. I'm not telling you not to do good works.
扩大系按照他的旨意和恩典。
But it's according to his own purpose and grace.
在这里看到一件什么事
What do we see here?
就是当你信主那一刻
That the moment you believe in the Lord
不用等到你将圣经读了几多次之后或者聚会几耐之后
You don't have to wait till how many times you have read the Bible or how many meetings you've been to
不用等到你那些脾气啊，嗰啲坏行为啊，嗰啲唔圣洁嘅言语，冚唪唥得晒，神先至呼召
你。You don't have to wait till your bad temper or your bad habits to be removed, then only God will call you.
佢话神救咗你，就以圣召召你哋，而 且仲惊你唔明，唔系按照你哋嘅行为，系按照神嘅旨意同埋恩典。
He is clearly telling us that when He saves us and calls us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace.
所以你哋清楚啊，
所以神
嘅呼召唔系净系轮到我哋，
系轮
到每一个被拯救嘅人。
God's calling is not just for us, but for each one that has been saved.
而且唔系要等到你点点点点点。
It's not you have to wait until you begin.
或唔系根据你啲行为啊
？It's not according to your work.
所以你话系啊，我呢个人都系唔得噶啦，啊，我呢样又唔得，嗰样又唔得，啊，咁啊，你哋去听神嘅话啦，咁啊。
You can't say that, oh, I can't, I'm not good enough, I can't do this or that, then you better listen to God's words.
神，你要知道，头先我哋所动嗰说话叫做，我哋系咩？我哋系同蒙天召，我哋系一同被呼召
啊。Just now we read that how we are being called together.
所以你要知道，你一信主。
That when you believe in the Lord,
神嘅呼召就临到你。
God's calling will be upon you.
唔系要等你做咗乜嘢嘢。
It's not wait till you have done certain things.
系唔系按照呢个行为，系按照他的旨意。
Not according to your words, but according to His purpose.
佢唔单止有一个旨意，而且咧佢有恩典嚟到完成佢嘅旨意喺你身上。
Not only he has purpose, but his grace that given to us to accomplish his purpose.
哦，当我睇到呢度嘅时候，我就冇乜声出啊！神将嗰啲嘢讲得好清楚啊，所以我希望你哋都系唔好咁多一理由话啊，我唔使跟随神嘅呼召啊。
When I finished reading this verse, I have nothing to say. It's so clear, and I hope that it is also the same for you.
在万古之先，在创世之前，就在基督里面来到拣选了我们。
That how God has chosen us before time began.
以弗所书第一章第四节那里讲啊，就如神从创世之前，在基督里拣选咗我哋，而且使我哋咩成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我讲嗰啲，你哋系咪都知啊？
Brothers and sisters, I know what I say, you know.
但是有时知道就是知道，但是就是做不到。
Sometimes we know, but that we are not able to do it.
其实你不是真知道。
But in fact, you do not truly know.
很多时候我们以为知道的，我们还是不知道。
Sometimes we think we know, but in fact we don't.
因为我为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为如果你真知道，你就唔系咁个样。
If you truly know, then you will not be like this.
如果你真知道，呢个聚会就唔系咁个样。
If you truly know this, then the meeting will not be like that.
我唔系话你哋啊，其实你哋已经好好啊，好过好多人噶啦，感谢主。
I'm not telling you all, but in fact you are better than many. I thank the Lord.
但系咧，你哋个样咧都系麻麻地嘅啫。
But things you are. Still only so-so.
因为点解咧？因为如果你真系满足主咧
，If you truly satisfy the Lord，
主睇见你哋教会长大成人咧，主耶稣就再嚟。
Then the church, when you are mature, then the Lord Jesus will return.
就今日主耶稣唔嚟咧，就因为我哋仲未得。
The Lord has not returned today is because we are not ready.
所以我大胆嘅讲，你哋未得。
And I can say to you boldly that you are not.
所以你哋要知道，但系你哋要真知道。
You need to truly know.
唔好以为你哋乜都知。
Don't think that you know everything.
你以为你知道，你仲系唔知道。
You think you know, but in fact you don't.
如果你真知道，你就要活出嚟。
If you truly know, then you need to live it out.
所以呢一个下边就讲，以圣召召我哋。
Let us say the holy calling.
圣召召我哋，系召我哋出嚟，我哋知道系分别为圣。
And the holy calling, it is wanting us to be
完全
separated.
唔单止我相信弟兄姊妹就知道我哋系弟兄姊妹，我哋系同蒙天召，我哋神都话我哋系圣洁弟兄啊，你就话我唔系圣洁弟兄姊妹。
I think we know that how we have been called, we are the holy brethren, and yet you are telling me I'm not.
你要知道地位上面，我哋有神嘅生命，我哋系神嘅儿女，我哋就系圣洁嘅，被神呼召出嚟，分别为圣嘅人。
In positions we are, we have the life of God, then we are called holy brethren, we belong to Him.
但是在实际上面，
But in reality,
在实际上面我们为什么好像你自己都有时人家说你是圣徒啊，
Sometimes people say you are the saints.
我们剛才我好難得啊，唔知點解喎，撞到一個喺美國嚟嘅弟兄，咁啊佢叫做 Jack Lee， 所以我見到佢咧，我叫佢做 Jack， 其實我應該叫佢做李聖徒。
Just now I met a brother from America called Jack Lee. I'm actually addressing as Saint Lee.
Yeah， 你知道有陣時我哋去到邊度咧，我哋去的地方多，我啲名有啲唔記得咗啊。不過我都感謝主嚟得多啊，阿添啊，阿來啊，我琴日我叫Daniel， 我都叫錯咗名，所以好唔好意思啊。
I've been to many places, and then fortunately I can remember some names, but Tim, Aloy, but I was rather embarrassed at calling Daniel wrongly.
係啊，你唔使咁麻煩啊，你見到佢你就叫做，哎呀，阿來聖徒。
You don't have to be so.
李圣徒，王圣徒，咁就得噶啦。
Troublesome. Next time we just can call Saints, Tim or Aloy or Jack.
但系人哋叫你够唔够胆认啊？
But when someone address you, do you dare to acknowledge?
其实你真系同蒙天召嘅圣洁弟兄，圣经话你系圣洁弟兄。你唔敢認，你話聖經講大話。
The Bible say that we are partakers of that holy calling. You not dare to acknowledge. You say the Bible is lying.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋喺主面前，我哋要知道我哋嘅地位，同埋我哋要帶出嗰個實際。
Brian sister, before the law, we know.We need to know our positions and also the reality that come from it.
但是我们怎样活出这个实际呢？
How do we live out these realities?
这个呼召
The calling
才能够解决我们一些的这方面的问题。
Can resolve these problems that we have.
如果我们信了主，我们知道我们一个活在这个圣召的底下。
If we believe in the Lord, that we always live under this calling.
弟兄姊妹，你知唔知道我哋系分别为圣、归俾神嘅人
？Brother, sister, do you know that we are separated and belonging to God?
喺呢个呼召嘅底下，就叫我哋每日所行、所想、所作，就叫我哋能够。活出嚟与我哋所蒙召嘅恩相称。
That under this calling, that everything we do, we say, we walk, that should be in accordance to that holy calling.
喺过去呢十年嚟，有好多年长嘅弟兄俾主接去。
Over the last 10 years or so, many of the elderly brothers has been called home by the Lord.
我喺美国咁多年。我得到呢啲年長弟兄們好多嘅幫助，無論係響我哋本地，無論係響第二個州，無論係 Houston， 有很多年长的弟兄对我们很多帮助给主接去。
That we have received much help from these elderly brothers in America, in different states, also in Houston, but all these brothers have been taken home.
当然在英国我都见过 Brother Flack, 他离开了我们十年了。
Of course, in England, we have Brother Flack, that how he has gone home for 10 years now.
对那些年长的弟兄当然他们有很多恩赐很多的恩典来到供应我们。
These elderly brothers have many gifts and many grace has been providing for us.
但你看到当他们虽然身体有很多的软弱或者很多事不做得
Though then they have many weaknesses in their physical bodies, many things they cannot do.
我相信你们见过 Brother Fred, 你看到他的面发光的。
For us,Who has seen Brother Flat, how you see that his face shines?
我百零岁嗰时见到佢啊，好似 B B 咁样嘅。
He may be more than 100 years old, how his face is like a baby.
我见到呢啲年长嘅弟兄，佢哋虽然身体好衰残
，For these elderly brothers, they may be weak physically.
但系佢哋灵里边，你会觉得走到最后尾，都系好喜乐。能够帮助我们发光的。
In spirit, how their world is very joyful, that how they can help us, that how they are always shining.
我突然之间领悟一件事，就是直到他们身体外面怎样衰残，但他们一路都活在那个天照的底下。
And suddenly made me realize one thing, the bodies may be corrupting away, but they are always living under the holy calling.
他们不是活在他们一啲经验啊，一啲成功啊，或者一啲病痛嘅感觉里边。
They don't live in their experiences or their success or their illnesses.
佢哋一路活响呢个天照呢个圣照嘅底下。
Always they live under this holy calling.
有生活。
And so they can live on earth.
所以当我一次有负担同大家。思想到呢个属天的呼召，神对我哋嘅呼召嘅时候
，This time this burden wanting to consider with you this heavenly calling，
我慢慢就发现，其实我哋每个人每日都活响一个召嘅底下。
Then I discovered that each one of us is living under this calling every day。
唔系，如果唔系属天嘅呼召咧，呢个天嗰个反应。是地相反是地是吧
If it's not heavenly calling, then the opposite is the earthly.
如果不是一个圣召
If it's not a holy calling,
就是一个我们知道相反的意思就是族世族的呼召
Then we know then it's the opposite, it's the worldly calling.
如果你没有将自己摆在一个圣召一个天召的底下你以为你很自由吗
If you don't put yourself under the holy calling, don't I think that you're very free.
其实你仍然活在一些召的底下你不知道。
You're still,
你是在一个族的召里面在一个属地的召里面属物质的召的底下来生
活。You're still living under a calling of the world and of the material things.
现在你不用去 Central London 就看到这些世界是怎样的。
You don't have to go to Central London to see the world.
因为你朝头早你一醒咗，你个电话叮一声，就有一个 calling 嚟啦。
In the morning, there is a ping on your phone calling you.
Yeah, 或者系你啲朋友啊
，or your friends，
或者佢要 share 一啲美食俾你，佢琴晚食过咩好嘢，今日讲你听。
Or he wants to share with you what a good food he has eaten the night before。
或者佢去过边个地方？哦，嗰个风景啊，好咩啊
？All the places that it's been and the scenery is so beautiful.
啊，你见到以前咧就要去到 downtown 见到啲广告，见到啲招牌，咁你先至受呢啲世界上嘅引诱。而家你喺屋企咧，就送嚟你个你屋企啦，呢啲咁嘅世界嘅呼召。
In the past, you had to go to downtown to see the advertisements, the billboard, to be attracted, but now they send it to your home.
哦，这十蚊仔咧就
家就唔知佢哋琴晚啊同 Isaac 有冇打機啊？翻嚟
Now they only have to look at their phone. I'm not sure about last night when they went home. Did they play games, Isaac?
咁我哋啲老人家咧，叮一声就讲俾听，乜嘢健康食补。
And for the older people, the thing were telling us the healthy food.
就俾你好有兴趣，好健康噶，唔系犯罪啊。
The supplements that you have and is very healthy. It is not sinful.
但系我觉得亦都有啲坏嘢会叮叮叮入嚟。如果你把持唔住咧，你同样会恶响俗嘅召里边。世界的召裏面，甚至是罪的呼召裏面。
But some bad things will seep through that will or fall into the worldly calling, or even worse, under this thing.
很多时候人有他们的理想，他们的主意，他们的抱负，其实都是一些呼召。
People will have their ideals, their wanting, it is a calling.
呢啲将人嘅心带离开主，唔好叫你去思想呢位你嘅使者，你嘅大祭司耶稣。
To take your hearts away from considering the apostle, the high priest, our Lord Jesus.
一个信主嘅人
，For a believer，
你知道。彼得当耶稣呼召他们的时候
I remember Peter when the Lord sort of called him
一开头在马太四章十九节主说来跟从我
In Matthew chapter 4 verse 19 the Lord said follow me
我要叫他们得人如得鱼一样
And I will make you fishers of men
然后去到约翰福音二十一章二十节最后尾神对彼得所讲的说话，经历了这么多之后，他讲什么
？After much experiences, right to the end in John chapter 21, what did the Lord say to him?
因为主讲俾听，你要点样点样嚟到跟随我，人哋点样绑你，咁佢睇下，隔篱呢个 John 点啊
？The Lord said to him this and that, then how people will obey you. Then he asked, what about the one?Next to you, John.
主话：我要佢等到我嚟嘅时候，与你何干？最后一句说话：你跟从我吧。
The Lord said, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me."
呢个系一个呼召，一开头神叫佢跟从我，最后最后尾仍然系跟从主。
This is the calling of the Lord. Right at the beginning, He said, "You follow me." Right till the end, He said, "You follow me."
呢个系神对我哋每一个神嘅儿女嘅呼召，同埋一开头系咁样，去到最后尾都系咁样。
This is the Lord's calling to each and every child of His. That at the beginning, He said, "You follow me." At the end, He said, "You follow me."
神系叫我哋。来到他跟前我们很熟的马太福音十一章最后面凡劳苦担重担去到我这样我就叫他们得安息。
God is saying to us that we are a verse we are familiar that in Matthew chapter 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
他说你们要心里柔和谦卑你们要负我的轭学我的样式那你就得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your souls.
你要学主佢，学我，你跟从我。
That you need to learn from me, you follow me.
呢个我哋好多时候用马太福音十一章廿八节嚟传福音。
Often we use Matthew chapter 11:28 to preach the gospel.
我哋嚟到主嘅跟前，嚟到。
We come before the Lord.
得安息，跟从主。
To have rest, to follow Him.
但是这个也都是对我们每个信主的人一个福音一个呼召我们要来到主的跟前来到跟从他学他的样式。
But this is also the same for every believer, the gospel for us, how we need to come to him to have rest.
跟从他
係叫我哋脱離自己，脱離世俗。
And to follow him, to leave ourselves, to leave the world.
唔好任性啊，弟兄姊妹。
Don't be a self-will.
Yeah, 係啦。你唔好話我而家唔犯罪啊，我好叻噶啦。
I don't say that I don't sin now, that I'm very good.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你真係有冇學主嘅樣式？有冇跟從主？呢個係神喺我哋身上嗰個呼召。
Brothers and sisters, have we learned from God? Do we follow Him? This is His calling to us.
弟兄姊妹，呢度特別為到講，喺保羅喺腓立比書亦都提到一個呼召，佢係用一個叫做上面嚟嘅呼召 ，on high calling。
Paul also in Philippians say, this is a high calling from above.
我哋雖然活喺地上
，although we live on earth，
我哋活喺個世界裏邊
，we live in the world，
但我哋唔屬於呢個世界
，but we don't belong to this world。
弟兄姊妹，我哋只有在主裏邊先至係天。
Francis says, only when we remain in the Lord, then we are in heaven.
主以外，全部都是屬地。
Everything away from the Lord belongs to the earth.
你怎樣好像主，他在地，但如同在天，這樣。
How can you be like the Lord, though he was on earth, but he was in heaven?
他要我們在地上，也都活出來，好像在天那個生活一樣。
He wants us to be on earth, but to live a life as if we are in heaven.
就是我们每日我们的思想，我们的脚步，我们的行为。
That is our thoughts, our words, our deeds every day.
活在一个属天的呼召的里面，我们知道我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄姊妹。
To live under this holy calling, the holy brethren.
保罗我哋知道腓立比书特别第三章好似系佢一个见证啊，佢嘅经历。
In Philippians chapter 3, it is Paul's testimony, his experience.
佢话我将万事当作粪土，以得到认识耶稣基督为至宝啊。
I want to see everything as filth, but to attain Christ as most precious.
弟兄姊妹，你见到佢真系。嗰、那個好灑脱啊！我唔知道你羨唔羨慕啊，好瀟灑啊！成日咩叫做瀟灑？瀟灑，
without any burden or trouble。
Yeah， 即是即係好。好酷咁啊
！Seems very cool
佢。佢放呢啲嘢唔巴到我，唔再嚟到缠绕我啊。
These things don't bother me anymore。
如果你哋读腓立比书三章十二节，佢自己话：佢话咧，我虽然系咁样，但我唔系以为我已经得着咗。
If you read Philippians chapter 3 verse 12, he said, it is not that I've already attained.
不是因为我已经完全了，不是的。
Or, and ready, already sort of perfected.
他说我乃是竭力的追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
But I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold for me.
或者个意思就系话，或者我可以得到主要我得到嘅。
Perhaps I can attain what Christ has want me to attain。
我唔知道你明唔明嘅意思啊？我哋竭力嘅追求。
That we press on，
要主嚟到得着我。
Is for the Lord to attain me。
而且咧，我系竭力嘅追求。
And I press on，
我要得到主要我得到嘅。
I want to attain what the Lord wants me to attain.
他下面继续讲啊，他说，弟兄们，我不是以为我已经得到了，我已经得着了。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
他说，我只有一件事。
But one thing I do,
就係忘記背後，努力面前，向著標竿直跑，要得著基督耶穌喺上面招我得嘅獎賞。
Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the outward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你心中有幾多件事啊？
Brothers and sisters, how many things in your heart?
或者佢諗住幾時求婚啊？幾時結婚啊？
He may be thinking of when he's going to propose and to get married.
或者幾時呢啲老人家話幾時湊孫啊？
Or the older ones, they're thinking when you are going to have grandchildren.
弟兄姊妹，保羅話：我心中只有一件事。
But brothers and sisters, Paul said, I only have one thing in my heart.
就係忘記呢背後。努力面前，向着标杆直跑，唔系歪歪地跑啊 ！No side track， 直跑。
Forget the past and press forward and straight on。
要得着基督耶稣响上面呢个招呼召，召我哋得咩？得到嘅奖赏。
It is to obtain the prize of the outward call of God in Christ Jesus。
佢呼召我哋，佢呢个属天嘅呼召
，He call us with his heavenly calling，
唔系一味叫我哋唔好做呢啲，唔好做嗰啲，你要付代价。
It's not telling us don't do this, don't do that. You need to pay the cost。
当然，因为点解唔好做嗰啲嘢？因为嗰啲嘢系拦阻我哋得到基督耶稣俾我哋嘅奖赏。
Why do you ask to do not to do those things? Because those things hinder you or prevent you from obtaining the prize that Christ has prepared for you.
你話我冇所謂，我好謙卑嘅，我唔使獎賞嘅，你哋得唔得啊？
You say it doesn't matter. I'm very humble. I don't have to have the prize. You can have it.
弟兄姊妹，呢度下邊就講，我要得到主要我得到。
But brothers and sisters, here is saying, I want to obtain what the Lord wants me to obtain.
如果你是一个爱主的人，
If you are one who loves the Lord,
如果你是一个爱你父母的人，
If you are one who loves your parents,
你不要他们失望，是吧？
You would not want to disappoint them.
他已经爸爸妈妈已经煮咗一大餐俾你翻嚟食，点知你话你唔翻嚟食，你叫你几失望啊？系嘛
？Your parents have prepared a big meal for you, but you are not coming back to eat them. How disappointed they will be!
神已经为我哋预备一个丰富嘅生命，迦南美地。
God has prepared us a wonderful abundant life.
喺基督耶稣里边。嗰、那个平安、喜乐、满足，仲有一样荣耀。
Canaan also the abundant life and glory.
所以保罗话：我只有一件事。
And hence Paul said, I only have one thing.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得基督耶稣响上面呼召我嚟得嘅奖赏，就系更就系主自己。
Forget those things which are behind and press forward. It is to obtain the goal or the prize or the outward call. It is Christ Himself, the Lord Himself.
我唔知道我哋见主嘅时候，嗰、那个情形系几美丽、几丰富、几荣耀啊！因为我仲未见到主。
Because I've not seen the Lord, I'm not sure how beautiful, how wonderful it is when we meet with the Lord.
但我知道
But I know,
今日如果我们真的活在这个呼召的底下
If today we are truly living under this calling,
如果我们真的是一路在思想我们的主
If we are considering our Lord all the time,
他是我们的一切的时候
If he is everything,
如果基督是我们的一切
If Christ is our everything,
基督是一切又在一切之内。
A cry is all in all.
弟兄姊妹，你明唔明啊
？Brother, sister, do you know?
你所要嘅嘢都系喺里边。 都係喺佢裏邊。
Everything that you want is in it。
佢係你嘅一切。
He is your。
我記得我好多年前喺新加坡一次特會康登弟兄Dana 弟兄就講到我是道路真理生命，佢講道路呢一方面。
I remember many years ago in a special meeting in Singapore, Brother Dana was talking about this topic on that I'm the truth and the life
and the way.
And the way.
咁佢就講到我哋要走窄路。
And he said how we need to walk the narrow way.
但佢講一個好似好新鮮嘅觀念，佢話咧。
Something very fresh concept that he shared.
佢話你唔係淨係走窄路，你最後尾咧你係走闊路。
And not only you walking in a narrow way, but at the end you walking in a broad way.
我話喂，弟兄係咪有啲問題啊？我哋個個都話跟隨主走窄路，佢話要走闊路。
I was thinking the brother's got a problem. We always been told that we need to walk the narrow way, but brother is telling us to walk the broad way.
佢話當你跟從主嘅時候
，He said when you follow the law.
你是跟從主走呢條窄路。
You follow the law to walk this narrow way.
因為呢條路淨係你同主。
And this way, a path is only you and the law.
而且主話我就是道路。
And the law said, I am the way.
我係道路。
I am the way.
即其他嗰啲嘢全部都唔係呢條路。
And all the others are not this way.
所以當你最後尾。你一開頭你覺得呢條路好窄，乜嘢都唔得啊，打機又唔得，又咁樣唔得咁啊。
You find that at the beginning, this way is very narrow. Everything you can't do, you can't even play games.
但係當你完全以為要跟從主嘅時候，你甘心跟從主嘅時候。
But when you willingly follow the Lord.
當你話基督係我嘅一切。
When you say Christ is my all.
即係主以外嘅嘢，我冚唪唥我都唔要，我都唔中意。
Everything outside the law, I do not want, I do not like.
所以呢條路窄到一個地步，就係你同主。
And hence this path is so narrow, it's only you and
the Lord. 當你真係去到呢一個咁樣嘅光景裏邊嘅時候
，When you truly come to this situation,
你就覺得呢條路原來唔窄喎。
Then you realize this way is not narrow.
呢條路原來好似你個感覺上係好闊喎。
How you feel that this path is very broad?
因为基督系你嘅一切。
Because Christ is your everything.
你所要嘅一切冚唪唥都喺主里边。
Because everything that you want, it is in Christ.
嗰啲其他嘅嘢你根本唔想要。
Because everything else you will not want.
弟兄姊妹，你会唔会觉得仲系好辛苦啊
？Brother and sister, do you still find that it's very painful?
你仲觉得条路太窄啊？我咁肥行唔到过去啊
？Do you still find that this path is so narrow because I'm so fat I can't walk through it?
你就覺得呢一條路，我所需要嘅一切都喺主裏邊。
That you find on this way that everything you need it is in the Lord。
主以外嘅嘢，我冚唪唥都冇興趣。
Everything outside of the law, no interest。
弟兄姊妹，你會唔會覺得你個生活係好喜樂、好平安、好滿足、好榮耀？
That you find that your life is very rich, very abundant, and very glorious.
弟兄姊妹，呢个就系保罗个光景。
Brother and sister, this is the situation with Paul.
佢我只有一件事，就其他啲唔想都忘记背后，努力面前向住一个标杆直跑，要得基督耶稣响上面照和美德嘅奖赏。
And that's what he said. That is that it's only one thing I want. I forget everything else and I press on. It is to obtain the prize of the outward call of God.
我唔係話我而家已經得咗啊，我已經得著啊。
It is not say that I have obtained it now.
我係睇萬樹如糞土，為要得著基督耶穌要我所得著嘅。
I see everything as failed, but only obtain what Christ wants me to obtain.
或者為要得著主喺我身上要得著嘅。
Or to obtain what Christ, the law wants to obtain in me.
今日主喺你身上要得著乜嘢
？What does the law obtain in you today?
你知道佢喺你身上，佢要得著你嘅心，得著你呢个人。
He wants to obtain your heart, you the person.
所以当我哋咁样活喺呢个呼召嘅底下嘅时候
，When we live under this calling，
弟兄姊妹，其实你嘅生活，我再讲啊，你喺主面前嘅感觉其实系再翻唔出个去，好潇洒嘅。
And how that you would
your life is so free, so cool, so enjoyable, it's wonderful. 弟兄姊妹，这个是我们跟从主不是很催眠啊。
Francis,
following the Lord. 十字架的道路要牺牲，要将一切献给主。其实献给主是一个过程，是叫你得到平安、喜乐、满足。
And brother and sister, it's not to give your all to the Lord, it is for you to obtain a life that is a joyful, peace, and glorious. About 30 years ago,
我在台湾参加方地兴同埋Lance Lambert同埋Christian Chan一起讲一个聚会。
I attended a meeting in Taiwan with brother Stephen Kwan, Lance Lambert,And Christian Chan.
Yeah. 那次的 theme 我现在还记得。
I still remember the theme today.
叫做圣召天职属灵的征战。Holy calling, spiritual, heavenly vocation, and spiritual warfare. Okay. 那我愿意讲这个圣召啊。
Holy calling.
Brother, 光地兄就讲到佢又仲有一个意思喺里边。
And brother, Quan will say there is another meaning in it.
圣召系带咗一个天职出嚟。
The holy calling will bring forth a heavenly vocation.
呢个天职系乜嘢意思咧
？What is this holy vocation, heavenly vocation?
其实呢个就系话我哋好似一个事业啊 ，vocation， 我哋一生嘅职业。
It is a kind of life career.
因为他特别讲到，你做学生，你做医生，你做先生，你做家庭主妇。
He say whether you are a student, you are a doctor, you are a teacher, or you are a housewife.
嗰啲只不过系你个 avocation， 系你个副业。
That is only your kind of avocation.
我哋嘅正业。
Our main vocation
就是一个跟从主服侍主的人
is one who follow and serve the Lord.
Tim 那时做餐馆老板是一个为了主而做的，所以你做餐馆做老板都是为了主的，就是那个如果你有这样的心你那个真你做餐馆老板只不过 是副业，你正业是服侍主。
And Tim was a kind of a boss of the restaurants, and they, in fact, that was only an avocation, but your true vocation is to serve the Lord.
所以嗰陣時，我哋去餐館食飯啊，食得好開心啊。
Hence, we were very happy to have meals at the
restaurant. 你就服侍咗我哋，服侍咗神嘅兒女。
He served us, the children of God.
基督徒信咗主之後
，For Christians after they believe in the Lord,
我哋一生嘅事業
，that our life as a
是应该天天被主来到占有我们以他的事为念。
It is for the Lord to preserve us and possess us daily, and is to have things, business in mind.
我们整个人
要
投身在这个上面。
It is to put ourselves into this.
所以每一个信主的人
So every believer,
每一个蒙召的人
Everyone who has been called,
你要知道你有一个天职
that you need to remember you have a heavenly vocation
是你一生要做的事业
It is the things that you have to do in your whole life
无论你今天是在哪里无论你做什么事情
Regardless of where you are and what you do today
弟兄姊妹你是要为主而活活在一个呼召的底下
Brothers and sisters, how you need to live for the Lord under this calling.
You 是要昼夜思想这些东西
That how you need to consider this day and night.
是我们生活的一些原则，一些个目标。
It is our life, our principles, our goal.
是我们的托付。
It is.
So, it's what God entrusted to us.
And what God has entrusted to us.
今天世界上的人将他的职业和他的生活分开。
Today, people of the world separate their career.
他们的生活可以很,
and their life.
很放纵，很傲慢，但他们可能有一个很高贵的职业。
They may have a very high jobs, but their life can be rather liberal.
我们在美国那些总统就搞了很多东西出来，仍然是在做。
Like our president and has done many things.
但是当我们讲到天职的时候，
But when we talk about heavenly vocation,
我们所做的职业和我们的生活是分不开的。
What we do in our lives cannot be separated.
我们无论做什么事，那些只不过是我们的副业。
Regardless of what we do, they are only our avocation.
但我们的正义就是活在神的面前，活在一个属天的呼召的底下。
Our main job is to live before God under this holy calling.
就是说我们在地上的生活和神在我们身上的呼召要相称。
Our life on earth to match up to the calling of God.
弟兄姊妹，我或者今天我看差不多，我就停在这里留下呼召成为神的家，呼召成为神的同伴。我们听日下午就继续来做交通。
Today I will stop here, but I will share with you the calling to be his house and to be his God's companion. So tomorrow,
我们有一个祷告。
We have a prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们都是一班同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we thank you that we are partakers of this heavenly calling.
当我们信主，你救了我们，你就是用这个圣召来召我们。
Lord, when we are saved, that you are called by this holy calling.
不是按照我们的行为，是按照你的旨意和恩典。
Not according our words, but according to your purpose and grace.
愿你的旨意在我们身上成就。
May your will be accomplished in us.
愿主自己真是你的生命在我们里面能够长大成人，叫我们能够有基督成长的生命。
May your life grow out and mature in us that we will have the true measure of Christ.
叫我们天天不是活在这个属地属物质世俗的呼召底下来生活。
Help us not to live under the calling of this earth and this materials world.
我们是活在属天圣洁的呼召底下来天天生活。
But we live under this heavenly and holy calling every day.
叫我们活出来，我们与所蒙召的恩相称。
Help us to be able to live out and to match out the calling of grace.
你用用这个说话来帮助我们，激励我们。
Help us and encourage them with these words.
叫我们一路活在这条平安、喜乐、圣洁、满足、荣耀的光景的底下。
Help us to be able to live in this condition that is peaceful, joyful, and glorious.
让神永远的旨意藉着我们能够在地上彰显出来。
May God's eternal purpose can be manifested through us on earth.
叫天上执政掌权的见到我们这一班人，我们的生活，我们的聚会，我们的服侍，就能够知道神百般的智慧。
Help us to be able to live a life that can manifest that can show forth God's manifold wisdom.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
透过感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Prayer and thanksgiving be unto you in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.